So last week, if you were here, we introduced the brand new series for the year, Fire Catchers, and it was kind of an introduction week. But we looked at a few things. We said that you can't live without fire, that if you want to get fire, you need to get fire from fire. So any of you need fire, you just come and put your hands in the flame that's burning here, and you'll have fire. Just put your finger in. Sometimes you want to dip your finger in oil and then dip in the flame, and then you'll be burning nice and bright forever. We said that to keep that fire alive, you need to stay close to the fire. Okay, so don't avoid hanging out with other people like in this group, in this room, at your school, SCA, at Big Break. Make sure that you hang around the fire, okay? So this week, we're going to be talking about how do I find fire for living? So are you ready to light them up? That's the question. So it's kind of like the future, right? Somewhere up there in North America after this apocalyptic fallout, right? And right around where the Rocky Mountains are, there's this capital where life is phenomenal. There is some places around where life is not so amazing. And if you're so fortunate to live in the capital, living is easy and passion is high. And you just enjoy people killing each other. And it's an absolute awesome place. You just eat until you're sick. And then what do? Throw up and eat some more. It's absolutely incredible. It's the most beautiful place you could ever imagine. It's the place of your wildest dreams. Man, you're just loving life. You're just so happy that you're not living down in the districts, because down there, life is hard, and on the surface, it looks like passion is really low. All you can do is maybe just find a loaf of bread somewhere and hope that you can just make it through the day. But maybe there's hope. I wonder this morning where you're living. I wonder how your passion is. I wonder if your passion is like there, or maybe there, or maybe it's underground. Maybe you're kind of feeling like, you know what, I feel like I'm living in the districts. Or you know what, I'm actually living in the capital and I don't get it. I don't like this life that I'm living. Where is your passion at the moment? So maybe look at the person next to you in their eyes and say, tell me something. How's your passion level at the moment? Where is it at? Be really intimidating when you ask this question, right? And don't let them give you platitudes or simplistic answers. I want to know the real scoop this morning. How's your passion level? Go. So you know that those of us who share on a Sunday morning don't exactly have a website where we download what we want to share. You know that. Some people do that. Some people have a curriculum that they share on. What we do, those of us who speak here, we start really early in the week and we say, Lord, what do you want to say this week? And I have never felt a heavier burden as I did this week when I began to work on the message for today. I've never felt in my life such a direct connection with God for what he wants to share today. So this better be good, because I'm pointing the blame at God this morning, right? But when I began to think about if I had maybe 15 minutes, half an hour as we've got this morning, to help you catch fire, a passion for living, what would I say to you? Well, I'm going to suggest that what I will do is I would suggest that you need to look in three directions. You need to look back this morning. Okay, there's going to be a bit of work for you to do, because you know that we don't just watch and learn. We do and learn here at His Youth. I want you this morning to look back. Why would I suggest that looking back is so important? Well, passion ignites when we look back at the amazing things that have happened in our lives. Your passion, whether it's there, there, or there, would ignite to a new level when you look back firstly this morning and you see things that have happened in your past. It's kind of like the psalmist probably had it when he said, I will bless the Lord and not forget the glorious things that he does, the things that God has already done. Hey, God fills my life with good things. And I forget sometimes, when the going gets tough and when I'm in the storm like we heard this morning, Suddenly I forget all the great things that have happened. I don't know if you've seen the new meme that's around on YouTube and the internet. It's kind of draw my life, right? And so everyone is doing a little draw my life video. Harry Potter personally is out from Hogwarts drawing one. Even old Gollum is back out of the fire telling the whole story. He did burn up, but there was a part of him that didn't. They were able to recreate him with the bit of DNA that was left on the ring, I think, somehow like that. There's a Superman is even back. Yeah, he wasn't killed. It's not the end of Superman. And of course, there's one with a little clip. She's drawn.
But there's someone new. Her name's Katniss. Katniss Everdeen from the Hunger Games. She's known as the Girl on Fire. She's from a nation that used to be called America before the apocalypse. It's known as Panem. They're overseen by the really oppressive capital. 74 years prior to the first book, the 13 districts of Panem rebelled against the capital because they didn't like their rules, but the capital didn't care. District 13 was eradicated in Hello Hunger Games. What even is that? It's these little guys. These are known as tributes. There's 24 of them to be exact, two from each district, one boy, one girl. They fight to the death in an arena created by the capital. The capital kind of sucks for that. Earlier, her dad dies in a coal mining accident, leaving Katniss to provide for her family. Her mom's a little useless, and she has a little sister that she cares for, and that cat she hates. She bonds with her friend Gale illegally in the woods of District 12. He's known as the boy with the snares. She emphasized her provider role by volunteering for the games, after her sister is actually drawn. She's only 12, so Katniss felt compelled. And Prim's a little sad. She's scared, but she loves her sister enough to do it. So it was off to the capital with the male tribute PETA, who is kind of in love with Katniss. Spoiler alert, sorry everyone. Katniss and PETA actually end up winning the games after Katniss basically saves PETA's life.
Haha. So now, here's what I want you to do this morning, is I want you to draw your life. But because for the life of me, I can't even draw a stick cat, I might just do some words, right? Some of you that are. So here I'm going to have some really... good-looking helpers. No, you're not that good-looking. You could. Not you, Patrick. Yeah, you. Oh, you're good enough for pens, clearly. Would you get some of those out as well? You might need another handful going around. Would you hand out some? Okay, there's more up here if we run out, okay? Okay, so... here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about your life. You're going to work on the top left quadrant, right? Top left. If you're not sure what your left is, just ask the person next to you. And it's the top left. I want you to think of some highlights of your life. Now, if you're like me and you've hit your 50s, there's a lot of highlights. But if you are only in your early teens, then you probably have two. At least. Maybe 32. So I want you to, you're welcome to draw, but if you can just list, what are some highlights? When you look back at your life, what are some of the things that you got to say like, wow, pinch me. I can't believe I did that or that happened. That is awesome. I mean, look at me. I'm part of the most amazing youth group in the universe. Well, maybe you could dispute that. Okay, so you've got about 2 minutes. Make it three. What comes to mind when I think back over my life? Some of the things that are just like, wow, man, that was awesome. Competed in the Hunger Games and I won and I'm alive. Woohoo! In some of these quadrants, you might find that this morning you're just going to start the process. That you'll keep working on it and even turn the page over, get a whole notebook. Okay, you good with that? It's a start. Who's been amazed when you look back now at all the things you've done? Who's amazed? Like, whoa, dude, that's me, that's my life. I could draw my life, post it on YouTube, get a million hits. Apparently YouTube pays you after a certain number of hits. Is that true? You should start creating stuff, people. There's money waiting to be had. Don't you want money? Get it and give it to me if you don't want it. Kondwani will have it. He wants it for his studies at Wits this year. Come on, man, people. Okay, so I'm sitting there thinking, once I've looked back, what's the next thing that I'm going to do to create and ignite my passion? Well, the second thing I want you to do this morning is I want you to look around. Okay, look around quick. Okay, not so much at the people next to you, but this might be part of it. Here's the deal. Passion ignites when we look around at all the things that can help us move forward in our life. When I look around and I see things, and I want to suggest that the things are kind of like stepping stones. When I look around at the opportunities, at the resources, at the talents, I realize that in all things, that everything happens to us and it works for our good. That's Romans 8:28. Nothing is random or meaningless. Everything can be used to help me get somewhere else. So what are some of those things? Here's what we read. Consider it a pure joy whenever you face trials. Pure joy. What are you smoking something, James? When you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. What's going to help me stick in there when the going's tough, except that I've overcome some trial in the past? I noticed on Facebook this week, how many of you know Solly? Solly's not here today, is he? If I use someone's Facebook, I need to be careful. Give credit to Solly Puka. Pain makes you stronger. Tears make you braver. Heartbreak makes you wiser. Some of you know what that means. So thank the past for a better future. It's those things around me, not just in my past, as he's emphasizing, but stuff that happens. So when you look around your life, what stepping stones do you have around you that can help you get to a better life? What are those things around you today? So on that piece of paper, I want you to think of some potential stepping stones right now to where you want to be. So maybe your passion is a bit like, man, I want to do that, but I don't know if I can do that. What is around you already? Who, what, you know, talents, gifts, opportunities, abilities, family connections, the ability to steal with your hands. What are the stepping stones? Go. The question is, God, what can I use? What have you placed around me that will get me to the next step, one step closer to the kind of life that I want? We're still working. If you want to call out one, just raise your hand, call out. Are there stepping stones? Something you've written? Who wants to throw one at me? School? Can education get you somewhere? Yeah. Someone else? Morals? Yes. Family? Someone else? Money. Money's not bad. You've got too much. You know what to do. Just pass it on. Anyone else? Yes. Failing. I think we saw that even in Soli's post. Sometimes failure seems like the end, right? You learn more. Who was the dude that invented the light bulb? And after how many tries? Thomas Edison. 100 and something, says Michael. Michael knows numbers. He said, all I've done is I found 100 ways that it's not going to work. And the next one, ta-da, he's not rich at the moment. He's rather passed on. But you get the idea. He did it. He used that to get somewhere. Okay. I want to suggest that there's another thing, direction I need to look. So I've looked back, I've looked around, but I'm going to look forward now. I'm going to look to what's in front, because passion ignites when we look forward to all the amazing things that can be in our future. They're not there yet, but they could be there. I forget about the things behind me, says Paul, and reach out for the things ahead of me. Okay, so what is ahead of me? Yeah, there's those tough, bumpy roads in the background, but in the front, maybe there's something. The secret of man's being is not only to live, but to have something to live for. It's not just that I'm alive. Well, whoopee, you could be like a jellyfish in the ocean and you're alive, but I've got something to live for. The jellyfish is like, one day I'm going to get to China and I'm going to see the harbor. And it's going to be like awesome. Like every jellyfish needs something to live for, right? So what can you maybe look forward to? Now, let me be so bold as to say, maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a child. Maybe it's like growing up a little child. Maybe it's as a mother having this like daughter that you can swing upside down and drop on her head sometimes. Maybe it's to grow old with someone that you really love. Maybe it is to climb one of the highest mountains. Maybe it's to jump off the top of the mountain on a snowboard or some skis, or to just forget those and just go skydiving at some point. Maybe it's to do bungee jumping with the risk maybe that the cord might snap. Maybe it's to swim with dolphins. Maybe it's to dive with sharks. Maybe it's to see a snow leopard for the first time ever in not a zoo, but in real life. Maybe it's to go to Krispy Kreme, the greatest donut place in the whole universe in America. Maybe it's to ride on the world's most gigantic swing or a Ferris wheel. Maybe it's to go to an exotic location somewhere, maybe New York. Maybe it's to swim in the Dead Sea where you cannot sink no matter what you do. Maybe it's to create a bucket list like in that amazing movie where you begin to say, I want some things in my bucket. I want some things that I'm going to do before I die, so why don't you do it? Maybe why don't you start? Maybe you've done this already, but why don't you write one or two things on that piece of paper down in that bottom right quadrant that before I kick the bucket, I want to do this. So just do a couple, and you can keep working on this throughout this week. And I sense that this will motivate us to go the distance, to have passion for living. I want to encourage you, remember you're just starting this process now, so if you're not done, that's cool, you can carry on after today. There's no limit to when your bucket list has to be finalized. But I want to encourage you to sometimes share what's on your bucket list. Let me tell you why. I've just launched a new group, that chap that was so on fire. He might look pretty white, but he's kind of like really like African. If you saw that apostle downstairs, Derek, he's in my small group on a Tuesday. And so is Andres Masheko from Soweto, and Hopewell, who's one of our pastors at the UJ campus. And as we created a little WhatsApp group and shared after our Tuesday meeting, one of the things I said, well, let's each throw out our passion. And when Andre said that his passion is to go skydiving, what's popped into my mind that I am not going to let this opportunity go by, that this year won't go by before we make Hopewell's dream come true. And I know it's expensive, but I am going to ask you for money. No, not you guys, but I'm going to go and find from some wealthy guys the money that needs, and on a Saturday somewhere we will take him and do it. So it's not a bad thing to make your bucket list known. Because just maybe someone would say, hey, I have a connection. I could kind of help with that. Okay, so it's not like you're going around begging. Anyone want to share one or two items on their bucket list? Who wants to come and do that? And then maybe I'll finance that. Nice. She wants to touch an adult lion. She wants to be an author. She's going to write a book. Her bucket list, before you're done, you will be published a book. Nice. Someone else? Prank your mom and dad. It's not what I was expecting. No wonder I wouldn't. Nice. I'm glad I'm not your mom and dad. No, that's stunning. You've just been pranked, mom and dad. Who else created something? Wow. Build a home for orphans. Awesome. Okay. Does that make you more excited about life? Well, I think so. You're kind of like, what you doing? Oh, I'm just building a house for an orphan. Spoken in like an Eeyore voice, you know. Oh, well, what are you going to do today? Oh, repairing this house. No, I am raising finance, and I am getting plans designed, and I am finding the property that I need, and this is going to happen, you know. There's going to be a base for some kids. My bucket list. Here's the best picture I've ever found in my life. And it was on DeviantArt. And they said, like, bring images to life. Here's what I want to challenge you. With this bucket list, bring each one to life. Tackle each. You know, do what you can this week, this month, this year, or maybe next year. Tick them off when you've done it. Put a line through it. Hey, man, I've done that. I did that. Don't give up. It can happen. Even if your bucket list wish is to go to Mars, just don't make the next thing go to that donut place in America, because apparently you're not coming back from Mars if you go. It's a once-off. Friend of Keegan, my son, is on the short list of South African guys, some 25 in that final phase of being selected. So maybe he's going to go. It's a bit weird. Why don't we all go to Mars? Are you all in? Let's go. No, maybe not. I want to first see who's going to tell you if I'm going or not. Yeah, it's like, you know, if it's like a psycho dude, like, no. You can go, okay? I want to suggest, and I'm trying to remember, what were the first three? Where do I need to look to ignite passion? Back and around, forward and up. Okay, it's like you might get a stiff neck and stuff, but passion ignites when we look up to the one who can help us succeed. No, not me, but the one who can help us succeed. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of the faith, we read in Hebrews 12. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Could you imagine if I said this every week or every time I look at that list and I look, whoa, I can't do that. Can't really fly to the moon. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. My perspective is increasing. I want to tell you that it's a new idea that I've come up with. Hope is the only thing stronger than fear. Me and President Snow, we came up with this idea. It's true. If I'm afraid of something, but I have hope, I can overcome that fear. If I believe I'm drowning, but someone's going to be coming around that bluff any minute now in a speedboat and they're going to pick me up, I'm just going to relax a little bit more in the current. I'm going to taunt the sharks because I know that boat's coming to fetch me. But if there's no boat coming, I ain't going to be taunting no sharks. I'm going to be pulling myself into a ball and I'm just going to probably die before I drown because it's just too unbelievably scary. But if I have hope, what does God say about that? I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So in that quadrant, there's nothing really to do. But maybe you want to add to it. You want to find some other verses that would lead you. So when you like thinking, my passion's waning a bit, as you look through, you know, those things in your past, those things around you, the stepping stones, when you look ahead to what you could do, I want you to think that there is a God, that he's out to help me, and that you know what? My perspective is going to change when I look to him. And so I want you to have this most awesome, fantastic, unbelievable life marked by a connection with God. I just want to make sure that you're not going to look down. Sure, look down to make sure you don't fall to your death. But don't just keep looking down. Don't look down on yourself, on your circumstances, in your current levels of achievement. But look up, gain a better perspective. Let's pray. I don't know where you are this morning, where your passion levels have been, where your view on life has been. But I pray that this morning, something of this journey, this experience, is almost physically made you stand taller and look up and say, you know what? There is so much ahead of me. There is so much that I can give my life to. There are so many people that I can touch, whether it's in a pranking way or in a blessing way. That so much lies ahead of me. And I pray, Lord God, that you would give us the courage to endure, to face whatever it is we're going through now that might be trying to pull away. Let us believe, Lord God, that change is coming, that a little spark can start a revolution, that my current level of life experience is not the end, it's just the beginning. That this ceiling right now is the basement for the next level of my life. Lord, in you, we can expect this. We can know that you have so much more for us. You have plans to give us a hope and a future. And God, we wait with eager anticipation for what will come. In those moments of doubt, Lord God, come alongside us and let us know that better days lie before us. Thank you that you use the past. So even if we've been through some stuff, hectic stuff in the last year or two or three, Lord, thank you that has made us strong for the climb ahead of us. In the awesome name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Make sure you're here next week for Fire for Learning. Are you ready for this? Go well. Have a really awesome week.